This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. So we're joined with Ann Morrison, our scientist. We'll try to track down Professor McKinney, but I hear he's on some kind of quest. He's on one of his science astrophysics quests. So Ann, let's dive into the news and touch on some of these important stories.
Well, I'll tell you, the most important story is still Zika. Now, we did have an outbreak of Ebola in Guinea. There were two people who have died, and there's three people that are infected, and they'll probably reach out to their contacts once they understand what happened. You know, these people, they retain the virus in their bodies in different places. And I don't think that you can expect that it's just going to go away. They do have a vaccine, but I don't think that you can't vaccinate everybody that's in the country.
Well, first off, what do vaccines do? Okay, let's look at the science of vaccines. Vaccines create antibodies. They use a partial portion of the antigenic portion of the organism. They often add heavy metals and what's called antigenic amplifiers, toxic chemicals. Antibodies do not mean you create a clone or an army of T cells that will identify the pathogen and kill it. So the whole idea of vaccines, even if it was correct, RNA viruses are notorious for mutating quickly, so that even if you had an antigen that was correct to a virus at one time, it's probably changed. But not only that, it's only, I call, a condiment like ketchup or A1 sauce to your T lymphocytes. It does not kill anything. An antibody doesn't kill a thing. Complement activation can cause some holes in the cell walls of bacteria, but in terms of killing viruses and killing bacteria, you need to have a killing lymphocyte that generates superoxide anion radical, period. And when I hear all these people that say that they're going to create a vaccine against this and that, all it does is it tells your T lymphocytes, here's where you go and aim your gun and kill it. So the problem is, what we should be doing, and this is my theory, which is 21st century immunotoxicology, we should identify the specific antigen subtypes and where it's going to go. We should train T lymphocyte clones that are basically antigenically neutral so they don't cause an immune reaction in the person. We should then give people actually T lymphocytes so that they are now immunologically completely protected from Zika virus, whether it's during pregnancy or if they travel or their partner has Zika, so they can't get either an immediate or Zika chronic infection. We have an 81-year-old published in the New England Journal last week that he got Zika virus, cerebritis, and then meningitis, and ended up in a hospital intensive care unit.
That's right.
So now we're starting to see it doesn't just cause ascending Guillain-Barré paralysis. It doesn't just cause microcephaly in the first trimester of pregnancy. It persists. It's a sexually transmitted illness, and it's increasing at an enormous rate. Now, my theory, which is a theory, is the way to test to prove this is that we're going to also see the presence of the OXY51A gene in hosts and in animals and vectors, and that's a weaponizing platform to increase the weaponization not just of Zika, but maybe many other coviruses, and they should be testing for the presence of chikungunya, West Nile virus, and other RNA viruses that are endemic to the areas in Brazil. They should also test for the presence of, with the fish test, the presence of the Zika jumping gene, the riddle gene, that's actually jumping into the hosts and animals and even other insects. Which, by the way, when they put this Ballworth moth in Georgia back some years ago, Dr. Maewon Ho already proved that it jumped into these other insects and other host animals, so it's screwing up their genetics and messing around with hundreds of genes and gene control mechanisms. So what people should realize, we have two big problems here. We have Zika virus, which is now at least a 15 base pair change, which has made it much more lethal. But why did it all of a sudden get more lethal after being kind of relatively non-lethal for many decades? It's because it changed the host environment and the vectors. And the change was the weaponization of these riddle gene mosquitoes, these Franken mosquitoes. And there's an easy way to prove my theory. And if they do the test, they could be able to prove or disprove it. The fact is Zika virus didn't just come out of the blue. It came immediately after 2011 when they released these virus-inducing changes by changing the host, by putting the OXY513A gene from Oxitec, now owned by Intrexon of Maryland. And, of course, their byline is better living through better DNA. Oh, my God. You know, lions, tigers, and bears, DNA, oh, no. You know, from like... from the Wizard of Oz. We're now in the DNA Wizard of Oz land. It's like, these people are actually putting what I call DNA pathogens in double-stranded DNA that can jump all over the entire biosphere. This is so crazy. If you actually put this as a movie line, say back 20, 30 years ago, they say, nobody's going to buy this. This is sci-fi stuff. Nobody's going to buy this. They're going to say, you're nuts. This is sci-fi foolishness. This can't happen. Sorry, yeah. It has happened.
Yeah, it has happened, all right. Well, the CDC says there's 258 travel-related Zika cases in the United States, not counting the territories.
Yeah, but that's the ones they've identified. For every case, there's at least 5 to 10 cases that aren't even identified because they're not measuring. And this is the thing, the FDA went after a children's hospital in Houston because they're developing a lab procedure to identify the RNA, which is a better test than measuring antibodies.
Right.
And the frigging FDA, and that's the nicest thing I can say, the frigging FDA tried to shut these guys down and hit them with a big fine and basically warnings, you guys are going to go to jail for actually making this test. And then they had their own organization defending the lab, coming up to the FDA and say, what are you doing? These guys are trying to develop a test so that people can identify if the RNA is present in their body. It's a rapid test. It'll detect it long before they have antibodies. Are you crazy? Why are you interfering, FDA? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Me either. I thought that they had the authority to develop their own tests for use in their own hospitals. Some of them.
Well, you know what the problem is? They're doing this in other places. By the way, when they don't have the FDA lab in Canada, University of Edmonton Hospital is developing a universal test and a test kit and a machine where you can take a test strip, put it on your mouth, and put it in the machine, and in a couple of minutes it'll tell you if you have it using the DNA amplification PCR technology. So these idiots here in America are suppressing technology which multiple hospitals are developing, but they don't want it commercially available, so somebody go to Walmart or Walgreens and pick up a Zika testing strip thing to say, hey, I went to Brazil and my boyfriend went. Does he have Zika virus before we go and have, back in the home? No. If you don't have sexual protection in a condom, you might end up with a microcephalic child, which is, according to their statistics, 1 in 100. Because it's a very narrow window. The first trimester is particularly bad. If it's the last trimester, they may not have it. But who knows if they get a chronic persisting infection, what it's going to do to a child, even if they don't get microcephaly. We don't know. There's a lot we don't know.
They did a test, and they discovered that Zika affects the fetus no matter which trimester the woman catches.
I would assume, yeah. But it's going to be more catastrophic in the first when the neural system is rapidly developing.
Oh, that's right. That's when you get the no-brainers.
But then you may have a chronic chorioretinitis in the back of the eye. You might end up with chronic neuropathy. You might end up with some form of inflammatory BOF or brain on fire I call autism. You know, we don't know. And the problem is we're changing the biosphere in ways that the predictive changes to the biology of humans and animals and biological species on the planet can be very strange. When you make GMO food, for example, it can change the lignans, the vitamin content, the taste, the color, even what it looks like. Is that one of those kind of plants? And all they did was insert one plasmid of a gene, and hundreds of gene control systems are affected. So we have no idea what the hell we're doing. No idea.
Well, they're trying to do a study down in Florida, the Florida Keys, and with the... Oxitec OX513A, which is the GMO mosquito that they've tested sort of other places. And the FDA says it's either highly unlikely or the impact on human-animal health is low. No, that doesn't say zero.
How would they know that? Are these guys, do they have a Swami hat on like, some of the old late-night TV hosts used to put the Swami hat on like... And then get their crystal ball out. And why do these guys make statements not based on science and good logic?
I don't know, but I made a comment to the FDA. Is that a fact?
Yeah, good. Good, and let's go and hear your full comment when we come back from the break, because I'm enraged. You know, the public, we are the media, okay? The regular media out there, they're just a distraction, okay? We're the citizen broadcasters and journalists, and we're asking tough questions, and they don't want to come into our cage. It'll be ugly.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I have a mutant drive. Hey Ann, welcome back. So, Ann, let's go through some of these other amazing things. And you've got a lot of information here, a lot of really important information.
Well, OxraTech is the company that's making these OX513A mosquitoes. And when they make them, they're actually changing the genes. And so, and then they make the males sterile. Well, this right. is not a good thing, because if that sterility gene gets into the mammal population, we can have serious problems. We can wipe out species. We can wipe out the animal kingdom. And
well, I think that's actually part of their game. I don't think people will start to grasp what I talk about on the show here all the time, or when I'm a guest over in other networks. They don't really understand that the level of evil by some of the globalists is beyond the bounds of rationality. We're talking about a level of evil that defies common sense, decency, or even, hey, I want to get richer or more powerful. These people, their jollies are seeing massive megadeth, sterility, and the destruction of the human race and the biosphere. They really only get off on seeing something that goes beyond just being greedy or even wanting more sex. They want to see megadeth on a major scale.
So the FDA, so OxraTech said, well, okay, we've done studies in Brazil and other places, and we're happy with them. So, and it, what it does is it reduces the number of mosquitoes by 80%, which still leaves 20%, you understand. And these yeah. things breed, so how long does it take it to make up the time? You know, it may slow it down a little bit.
Oh, actually, yeah, they actually worked out some calculations. If you don't continuously release it roughly every 6 to 8 weeks, the mosquito population rebuilds itself within 2 months.
Okay. I would believe that. And so, anyway, so there was a, the FDA said they would take public comments. Well, I decided I'd make a comment because I was so disgusted with what they were saying. Do you know what OxraTech did? In order to show that the male mosquitoes wouldn't bite you, now, what do we know? We know that male mosquitoes don't bite. It's just the female mosquitoes. But in any way, in order to promote their product, they let the panel put their arms into the cage that held the male mosquitoes, and of course they didn't land and they didn't bite. I mean, this is right. disingenuous. I mean, when right. I read that, I just got so angry, and I decided I was going to do something about it. So,
well, what they're trying to do is they want to snow people that don't have scientific knowledge or ability to do inductive or deductive logic for the scamtastic scheme these guys are doing. Because the real danger is they're putting an unstable gene complex that can jump not onto other organisms like vectors, but even other insects like Dr. Maiwan Ho mentioned in his paper in 2014. This is disgusting. It's evil. It's irresponsible. And these maniacs like the billionaires, the Gates Foundation that support OxraTech and Trexon that bought them out recently, this is scary stuff. And people don't get it. And the problem I find, and it's the same thing with Fukushima Daiichi, and people say, we don't have solutions. I spent years now collecting data over 5 years, and I have a point-by-point solution, including future, you know, I call imagineering for what we can do with the subatomic particle physics to get rid of isotopes in the biosphere. The same thing here with OxraTech. We need to identify why all of a sudden this emerged. Is it actually a weaponizing platform to make other pathogens emerge? If it is, we're not just slightly screwed, as they say in the military. We're screwed and tattooed. We're really in trouble. And if this emerged because of the oxygen gene, we have, when some idiot out there said, oh, it's this double-stranded DNA gene that caused the RNA to change. It doesn't do it in a direct fashion. It has to change the oxidative stress in the host so the RNA will mutate and weaponize. And you have to have ways of measuring that with specific tests, which I've laid out. The problem is I don't even get there. I call the scientific and non-ad hominem abuse that I deserve, which I want, by somebody who's qualified to say, Deagle, this is why you're an idiot, and I want to explain systematically why you're an idiot, because you know why they can't do that? Because they can't. And they don't want to dare challenge me on Fukushima Daiichi or on this mosquito experiment these maniacs did, because they don't want to be embarrassed by the fact that doing something dangerous and irresponsible that other scientists have raised concerns since 2001. And I am absolutely, I can't even use the word rage anymore. I am so ticked off by the so-called medical profession, the virology profession, the all the regulatory agents like the FDA, the IAEA for nuclear with Fukushima. I am disgusted beyond belief at the nature of the so-called human organizations that are overseeing what I call the destruction of the biology and the biosphere of the planet. I can't contain my anger.
Well, I got disgusted when I was reading these things from that the FDA was putting out, and Oxitec. I mean, they're just being. Let me read what I put. I put my comments on the FDA website, and then I pushed submit, and it said your comments were not submitted. It didn't tell me why. So I looked through everything, and I pressed submit again. It says your comments weren't submitted. That really made me mad.
Yeah, in other words, they actually blocked your comments from being submitted, even raising a logical question as to why they did this scamtastic scheme to scam the public to say, hey, this is perfectly safe.
No,
well,
no.
By the way, these are manually sorted, so 1 in 200 of these mosquitoes is female.
So I sent a message to the help desk, and in big, bold letters, I wrote, my comments were not accepted by the electronic site. They are below.
Right.
And I got an email, and they gave me a number, and they said that they had submitted my comments. So let me read these.
Right.
Oxitec has been disingenuous when describing letting people put their arms inside the cage with a male genetically engineered animal, Oxitec mosquitoes, to show that they do not bite. Of course the males do not bite. What needs to be considered is whether, when the females bite, what are the harms to the ecology? Saying that no females will be released is a fatuous statement that contradicts what we know is true.
Well, their own internal documents, by the way, are 1 in 200 of these mosquitoes manually separated is female, not male. So inside that cage, if there's 200 mosquitoes, one is female with the oxygen.
That's right. I agree with you. Why are the females being bred? I am sure that Oxitec can breed the males without producing the females. We are only now looking at the effect of the Zika virus on humans. Dr. Fauci has been careless in his review of Zika, thinking that it would act like dengue, not like Ebola.
Right.
Already over 1,000 residents of the United States have been free of quarantine while wandering around spreading Zika through sexual relations and who knows how else.
Right.
Now he wants to add another variable to the Zika crisis. The possibility of GMO sterility being transferred into humans. I want a thorough scientific study of those persons who have been living with the OX513A experiments. I think that it would be more cost effective to quarantine those who test positive for Zika.
Right, but not just prisons of Zika. You want to measure Zika RNA, not an antibody. And the FDA interference with this Houston Children's Hospital that were developed a very accurate lab procedure is meddlesome and evil. Meddlesome and evil. Damned FDA. Fatal drugs allowed people. Damn it. What can I say? I mean...
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's like... So, Ann, what other major stories do you have to discuss?
Well, that one was pretty major.
That's one you better be sitting down, right?
Yeah, you better be sitting down. Okay, well, we had Ebola flare up in Guinea. We had 2 deaths and 3 suspected cases. And in Liberia, they're looking at the long-term neurological effects. You know, almost everybody after 6 months is crazy. I mean, it gets into their brains, and some of them can't sleep, and some of them have nightmares, and some of them kill themselves. I mean, it's really bad. We have a case. Now, this is a really interesting case. You know, Lassa fever is related to Zika virus.
Right.
Or Ebola. It's a hemorrhagic virus. And it's found in along the equator, and it's found in the zonal around the equator. And there was a mortician, and he caught Lassa fever after, and he hadn't even, there was a corpse. The corpse died of Lassa fever. He had just come back from Africa. The fellow died of Lassa fever. The mortician never touched the corpse. And yet the mortician caught Lassa fever.
Wow.
Never touched the corpse. And so they're trying to figure out how this mortician, caught Lassa fever, and of course that's a in Germany thing. He never went to.
Well, I'll give you a thesis. Whenever you have a corpse, you have gas. The body has a number of pathogens that are trying to digest you. Remember now, bacteria, viruses, mycobacteria, and fungi don't have teeth, so they digest you with enzymes. And when you have enzymes, you produce gas. So the animal that is us, our body, starts to erupt gas, and with that, there are going to be clouds of pathogens. So if it's Lassa fever virus, it's going to be in those clouds of droplets. So it's not surprising if the body's just laying there, and they're in a bad body bag or whatever, wrapped up, they're going to start passing gas, and that gas is going to contain air clouds of pathogens.
Well, they better get some protocols then for how to handle Lassa fever patients' corpses.
Well, I think the first thing is you need to have a full, we call level 3 at least, biohazard laboratory facilities with negative pressure so the virus can't get out. You know, it's the same thing we saw with Porton down in Britain, where they didn't have proper protection, and they were assuming, oh, well, we'll be fine. I'm thinking, why do you think you're going to be fine? Is that kind of like a wishful thinking, or is it based on logic or common sense? No. And that's why, when people get slack around level 3 or level 4 biohazard facilities that have automatic lockdown procedures, the doctor that I trained under, Dr. Robert Brown, his colleagues in 1971, which is a few years ago now, were playing around with a recombinant virus with advanced technology they don't want to tell you they had even back then, combining a viral capsid with a paralyzing virus that actually would replicate very quickly and you would paralyze you, so you'd suffocate. Called the T-virus. And this is a real thing. It's not a B-movie. It's a real thing. It got out of containment. The facility went into automatic lockdown and incinerated everybody and all the animals in it and all the equipment at 2,000 degrees. And then they had to literally foam it and concrete cap it off with all the bodies alive in the facility. So while people didn't realize, when you're slack and you have a body coming in with somebody with a highly pathogenic airborne and enough of an inoculum or pathogen present in the airborne, you know, gas being passed by the dying body, passing, you know, gas, what do they expect? They need to have a biohazard facility to properly receive it. They need to have proper biological equipment. They need to have proper air filtration systems to make sure that it doesn't get onto the main air systems of the hospital or the pathology room or whatever. And then you'd be able to sterilize the room after use to make sure that the dang thing doesn't stick to, you know, lights and surgical equipment and other things. Some of these organisms, by the way, don't die even at that 2,000 degrees because they're spore formers. People don't realize that spore forming organisms, and that's why in ancient Israel, even the Kohens, which are trained in this, the only cure for a building that had spore forming, we call toxigenic mold, was to burn everything down to 2,000 degrees until there's nothing left. People don't get that, do they? And they knew that 3,000 years ago in ancient Israel.
Well, apparently they didn't know it in Germany, and now they've got Lassa fever and a mortician, and he's probably going to pass it on to some other people. Now, we also have Lassa fever in Atlanta, Georgia. A physician that was in Africa, he came down with Lassa fever, and they transferred him to Atlanta, Georgia, to Emory University, and they have him in, like, the bio lab that they put the Ebola patients in. So they seem to be a little bit more conscious about knowing that Lassa fever, you need to have a bio lab. And so this U.S. doctor, he was working with some kind of religious organization, and then he came back and with Lassa fever. So that's we'll have to watch him and see what happens. I hope they know what they're doing. They don't have any, they don't have a vaccine for it.
Well, it's not a vaccine. I think we need to move to new technology. Vaccines, firstly, the organism can change. What you need to do is make intelligent T cells, just like we can grow stem cells in culture. Make intelligent T cells that you train to actually identify the pathogen and kill it. Give those T cells to people as an intravenous. And then that person has got a clone of T-cells, and when there's a new exposure, they end up with an anamnestic response where the T-cell population quickly multiplies to kill the pathogen off, identify it, and kill it. We don't take an approach that's advanced immunotoxicology against invading organisms, and it's much more intelligent to actually do it in a lab building the immune response in a laboratory and then just give it to the person, because if you're expecting the person's immune system, especially a child, to develop a proper immune response to four or five different pathogens to create antibodies and a T-cell clone, which, by the way, nobody's ever radio-labeled, which you can do with fluorodeoxyglucose and positron emission scanning, you could actually determine if the T-cell population was increasing. These standards have never been done in an animal or human vaccine, and I could lay out the protocol of exactly how to do it, and these knuckleheads, and that's the best I can say to them, don't approach the idea of how to kill pathogens when they know that the flu vaccine always fails, is a good example. All vaccines that are publicly given have adjuvants that are toxic to the immune system, and in many cases suppress your immune system, so if you take a flu vaccine, your chances of getting the flu are double. And most of the vaccines, if they have a child with a gene defect that's going to increase oxidative stress in their brain, the STAC vaccines increase the risk of autism. Autism is a form of dysbiotic bowel-induced schizophrenia from chromogens that are dopamine agonists, and they lack specific gene SNPs that protect them against oxidative stress. Those toxic vaccines and heavy metals of GMO food increase the risk of BOF or brain on fire. That's my theory about it. I can prove it with specific tests. The problem is our whole approach to all these pathogens, and we now have a swarm of pathogens. We don't have a proper approach public health-wise for identifying people coming in from ports of entry. We don't have a protocol in the hospital to deal with these. We don't have antibiotics anymore that can even deal with a single, like clindamycin-resistant enterococci. I think that our medical profession is getting stupider rather than smarter as we move into the 21st century. It's ridiculous.
Well, they do seem to be having more trouble building tests.
The reason is that there's too much corruption, just like in Washington, D.C. When you look at Washington, D.C., you think, these people are like, they're so corrupt, they can never do anything right. That's why people like Trump have just pointed out, that's why he's succeeding. He just points out, these people have what I call anti-intelligence. They are like brainiac superintelligence of an IQ of 4,000, but it's a negative 4,000. It's not a positive 4,000. It's like a minus 4,000, where if you're just a pet rock, you'd be like a super genius compared to the stupidity of how our Washington, D.C. operates. The same with the medical profession. It's sickening. It's sickening. We can apply technology and logic and develop new ways of protecting people. We don't. We want to stop these illnesses. We could, but right now I see is we're on the edge of major plagues. And as the population gets weaker, more diabetic and more toxic with heavy metals and radiotoxins, we're not going to be able to tolerate these major plagues hitting our population and these gene stressors. It's not going to be good. It's going to be ugly. Sorry to be a prophet of doom, but, you know, ask the right questions and get bad answers, unfortunately.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
So then you have some more news. We couldn't track down Professor McKinney. He's on his, request. By the way, I did get some news about the recent passage of this green comet. There's the closest comet passed in 250 years is occurring this weekend, followed within 24 hours by another comet. It's going to whip by the Earth really fast. So you can see it in the southern hemisphere with the naked eye. So, you know.
Well, I think the green one, doesn't that mean it's giving off some kind of chlorine gas?
It could be. It also is, remember now, these are plasma physics operations where the green is related to the specific plasma physics of the discharge.
Right.
The discharge between the comet and the plasma envelope around the Earth, the Van Allen radiation belt. So there's probably something specific that Professor McKenna can give us more details. You have some other neat and very scary news about ricin. Tell us this story, because this is one that makes your skin crawl.
This is a really bad story. There was a New York University student, well, he had dropped out of school, but he was a male student, probably Oriental, from the picture anyway, that's what he looked
like.
From
China, yeah.
And he had gotten up on the dark web, and he was trying to buy ricin, because that's not something you can buy over, at your local hardware store. So he was on the dark web, and he was trying to buy ricin. And his idea for making money was he was going to get this ricin powder, and then he was going to put it into these capsules that you can get that look like pills. And then he was going to sell these death pills to people who wanted to kill their relatives who were taking a lot of medication. In other words, they just put a couple of these death pills in their medication jars, and when they took them, they'd die. And they
wow.
caught him. They surveilled him, and they caught him picking up the ricin powder, and then they arrested him. And he he's finally been adjudicated, and he's going to get 16 years in jail for trying to make death pills. And
wow.
on my blog, on twiland.info, if you go down on the right-hand side, if you scroll down to ricin, and you click on ricin, then it will pull up every blog that I've written that has something about ricin in it. And you can read the whole story right on my blog.
By the way, you know, this is even scarier. I'll tell you an even scarier story. Luckily, I'm a good person and I'm a Christian. But I have the knowledge to take under $1,000 and weaponize Ebola, weaponize anthrax, weaponize ricin. And I don't need to buy ricin on the dark internet. I could just get castor beans and do it. The problem is that this technology is out there. The fact that it doesn't happen shows there's enough decent people out there that they don't want to do something stupid like this. But there's no social psychopaths in the world that it's a very dangerous place anymore. And people don't just randomly kill somebody they don't like, you know, because they know them personally. They're actually out there to kill people that are strangers. Or go make, you know, open up a marketplace to say, hey, well, here's some death pills to kill your relatives and cash in double on their insurance. It's like, what? I mean,
yeah,
any other stories,
Ann? Bizarre. And that was his plan, though, to make money. Now, I want to talk about the Teflon leachate. The initials are PFOA, and it's perfluorooctanoic acid. And it's part of the part of the process of making Teflon, which is used to coat cookware.
Now, remember, Teflon is the name for the big drug company, what's it called, out of Europe. But there's a diamond coat that the Swiss call, that they say it's not Teflon. That's a technical thing. They're all fluorocarbon compounds, and they all look as things. So if you have a canary fly over one of these pans, even in low heat, they drop out of the sky and die because it's damn toxic. So don't buy Teflon or diamond coat. This is bad stuff.
Anyway, these plants, there's one, they're all over the country, but Vermont and Hoosick Falls, New York, have tested their water. Now, normally, you know, when I look at my water testing report that they send me every quarter, they don't even test for this. But
of course not. Legally, they're not required to. They're required to test for a tiny little number. Yeah, they're not required to legally.
But they found it in Vermont in the drinking water that was close to one of these plants, and in Hoosick Falls, New York. And what it does is eventually it causes cancer. Well, the people that worked in these factories that made Teflon, they're getting all sorts of cancers too. So you have to know where these plants were, because most of them have closed up now or moved overseas. But that doesn't mean that the danger is over. I mean, this.
Right. They don't turn these into Superfund sites. So you can't go on a map or call the FDA or some other agency like the EPA and find out where the heck these toxic sites are. You have to actually do on-site testing or groundwater testing yourself to find out, because they're not going to report it to you.
That's right. So be aware. All right. I have some. I want to quickly get in here. You know what brucellosis is?
Yes. Yeah, brucellosis is one of the reasons why they try to pasteurize milk, and it's very nasty.
Very nasty. Well, the vector is a cow, because cows get brucellosis. And if a cow is giving milk, the brucellosis bacteria gets into the milk. And there was an El Paso man, El Paso, Texas, and he was eating cheese that had been made from unpasteurized milk, probably right there at the border. Probably it was Mexican. Who knows? And he's been hospitalized with brucellosis. Now, that's not something you want. You want to eat cheese that comes from pasteurized milk. So even cows can make you very, very sick. The other thing I wanted to talk about was lymphocytic choriomeningitis. That's where meningitis is when the meninges of the brain, that is the covering of the brain, gets infected. And in this case, you can get it from mouse or hamster feces, and you can either inhale it or get it in your mouth. You can either ingest it or inhale it. And then you can end up very, very sick because you got meningitis from a mouse or a hamster. So that's something to remember if you have a hamster as a pet or a mouse as a pet. Some people do keep these things. I don't know why. But I wanted to bring that up because somebody got sick from that, and they traced it back to mouse droppings.
Wow. And these become airborne, of course.
Well, yeah, yeah. If you're going to inhale it, that, you know, but it could be, well, if you change the litter in a hamster cage, you could get it.
Now, by the way, I have an updated article on Fukushima Daiichi, which I'm going to release this weekend. It'll be a PDF. It's available to everybody. I have a book I'm working on that's been compiling for 5 years. It's going to be a tome, lots of stuff in it. And I'm begging on both knees and my face planted on the ground, begging to get my scientific abuse with odor hominem attacks to why what my plan won't work. And we have had scientists and experts. I have in the background nuclear scientists, radiation experts, and so on. And yet, we have deafening silence. The same way as when we're raising questions about Zika virus. And I've seen the articles out there. And I got to tell you, I'm very concerned that people aren't picking up on why did this all of a sudden weaponize. And they make stupid statements that are not based on logic. We have to have tests and theories that we can test to see which one is going on. The fact is, if there is a weaponizing platform from the oxygen, this is not good. If my theory is correct, which I'm hoping it's not, but it makes sense that this gene change caused the sudden emergence of this now much more deadly form of Zika. If it's weaponizing other pathogens, including RNA viruses, DNA viruses, bacteria, fungi, etc., we're going to start seeing some bad things happen. Plus, if the genes get into the biosphere, we're going to see it affect hundreds of genes in plants, animals, and other insects. And the problem, you know, that I see is we don't ask enough questions and then set up a theory to scientifically investigate if the theory holds water. And remember now, a theory isn't a proof. A theory is an attempt to identify a proof with a specific Z-score and a theory that can be based on testing. We have a real serious problem here that we don't have universities putting on people that use inductive or deductive logic. We have a closed loop in the medical system that if you step out of line, you get stomped on. I call it the chicken yard of medicine. If you're a young, smart chicken, you're going to get your feathers plucked off in the chicken yard by the old, stupid chickens.
And Oxitec could be selling those female mosquitoes as a bioweapon.
Well, they already have released it. The danger is right now, we already have a gene poison, a toxin released, and we now it's my suspicion, can expect West Nile virus, Lassa fever, chikungunya, all kinds of viruses be weaponized, come out of this mess, and the genetic changes to the host, we don't have any idea what it'll do to people or animals or plants. None. And we have to recognize that. You get wise when you recognize first your state of ignorance, and then you ask good questions.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.